Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf less a day in a minute or so your way. We're talking the last two dapim on Pesach. We're talking Shabbos 40, talking about the idea of how other people look upon us. Can someone be called a sinner or not if they violate a rabbinic enactment? Rava says one is allowed to call someone a sinner if he violates a rabbinic enactment. According to whom? It's according with what the previous time refers to those who bathe in hot water on Shabbos as sinners for evading rabbinical enactments. And then one may walk through a public bath in a large city. On Shabbos, there's no concern. Rava said this only applies to a public bath in a large city, but it doesn't apply to the villages. What's the reason? When one walks through a public bath on Shabbos, no one will accuse him of steam bathing. One is forbidden to walk through a public bath in a small city because due to their smallness and size, walking through them is like steam bathing. We should realize that those around us take note of what we do and what we say. Much more than what we say, people take note, especially children, especially our family members, of what we do. Doing is more powerful than saying. So show through actions what you want people to learn. Don't just say things that you want people to learn, but show people through actual tasks and activities of what you want them to do. And it's important to notice that people are watching what we're doing. People are noticing what we're doing. If you wear your kippah out and about when the corona craze is over or before it began, people see what you're wearing. I always wear it in the school when I work, but not outside because of safety concerns. So when you wear it, you wear the banner of pride. People see what you're doing and understand what you're doing, and you represent Hashem. You're one of Hashem's kingsmen in his army, one of the princes or princesses in his army, and take note of that. So we don't want to desecrate anything. We want to make sure we hold up the banner high, mighty, and proud, and make sure to represent Hashem properly, and make sure not to do anything that would, God forbid, have the ability to look like Morris Ayan. Even if you're going into a restaurant just because you want a Coke, which is perfectly kosher, but the restaurant is not, make sure to realize that if you have that keep on or you're representing jewelry around the world, make sure to watch out for things like that, as we are the ambassadors of Hashem wherever we go. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 41 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.